السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. It is known that Ramadan is the month of Al-Quran, because of which in the month of Ramadan a unique inclination is created in everyone, in the woman, in the men, and a fida of Quran starts, and that is the month of Ramadan. What I would like to explain in this few minutes is, I mentioned this yesterday, that sometimes we get gripped with an understanding, and that understanding remains for many years. So it was understood that Ramadan is the month of Quran. By it being the month of Quran, it meant once Ramadan comes to an end, our relationship with Quran can cut a little. So if you understand it, you look at it the other way. That this Quran is the fight, it's the power, it's the light to break darkness. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told, we have sent you, and he was sent with Quran. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ, your job will be now to take man out of all darknesses and bring them into light. This Quran was called that light. It was called Al-Furqan. When it's hard to make a decision, this Quran will put you on your way. It was mentioned of this Quran that don't ever let it go. Because if you let it go, it's like a camel. If it's gone, it's very hard to get back. A lot of emphasis was put on Quran that this is your, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, that this Quran is your rope. One part of it is in the hands of Almighty Allah. That part will never be let go. You are holding into the other. He said, تَمَسَّكُوا, hold very firmly onto this Quran. لَن تَظِلُّوا بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا, I guarantee you, you will never go astray. He spoke about every fitna that will come. Then he mentioned that the worst of every fitan, trial, tribulation, ikhtilaf, problem, from the time of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, he said, worse than what is known as the era of Dajjal, especially when he will be amongst the people, when he will be in front of the people, when you will see a man making magic. When we saw science making magic, man fell head over heels. When we saw science making magic, man said, Quran is okay on its place, I respect it, I kiss it, but when man saw money making magic, when man saw attraction and entertainment, and we will see more, what is known as Neom, the city of the future, which they want to open up in the next few years, and then they want to make those cities everywhere in the world, cities of the future, and then they want to make a world which is different from earth called the metaverse, where grass does not become dry, where the young do not become old, where a man who can be in his hospital bed, but you enter him in the metaverse, he will forget his every sickness. We will have to see that most likely. But even that will not be as difficult as when you will see Dajjal himself, where he will be able to make the tan into fat, the fat into tan. He'll be able to rub his hand on the one who got white skin, and the white skin will go. Where in today's time, where modern medicine, where sometimes it has been warned that don't try this one, because the results are unique, but the side effects after that are terrible. But we all know if a woman is not losing weight, and she sees anything on the advert, from so many kilos I became so many, she will not read at all what's the side effect. As long as I get immediate results, imagine that time where a woman will hear that there's a man who can rub his hand. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he will rub his hand over the face of the one who got like a white skin, and it will disappear almost immediately. At that time, a woman whose heart is in her child, her heart is in her face, she needs to get married. Now she got that mark. And the devil works in this manner, that before he comes with the treatment, he sends the sickness. Remember this, where he will do it himself, and it has happened in the past. Before the devil comes, He himself sends the sickness with his agents. Because if there's no sickness, there's no need to look for the cure. When the devil comes, before he brings the treatment, he sends the sickness. That sickness comes so fast, so loud, so deadly, so terrible. Everyone get gripped with fear. At that time when they ask, so if we don't take the cure from the devil, where will we find the cure? So that's what we're going to explain now. That is our Quran only for the month of Ramadan? Is it only for the old who need to read Quran to now say, I'm retired, so I need to build my Jannah? Is it only that for every letter you'll get one reward, 10 rewards, many rewards? Has Allah sent Quran only as a book of reward? Then we will say, I'll give you some money every month. You sit in one corner and read Lord Quran, and I need the sawab for it. Send it to me. We could have easily done that because I am very busy. But when it was made clear that besides all the other benefits, Allah sent this Quran to take man out of the darknesses of evil and to push him into light, to show him where he has to make the decision, where he has to make a turn, where he has to jump over. It was said, this is the rope you will have to hold onto. Hold tight onto it and you will never go astray. So that first question, so when do we need Quran? How much we need it in the month of Ramadan? But at that time the darkness has become light. In Ramadan the worst, the most rebellious of the shayateen are pushed back. They are put in chains. That amount of darkness which they can normally spread has been cut. At that time, everyone became involved in Quran. That Hafiz, whose Quran was becoming weak, he's reading Quran on the side. But because that thought was there, that Ramadan is the month of Quran, which unfortunately we understood to mean that read, and once you make your khatam on the 27th, now you can immediately stop now, take it easy. When the day of Eid comes and you say, today there was no Quran at all, and the next time perhaps the Quran will open up is next year Ramadan. Ramadan came to reconnect us with Quran. Reconnect means that after Ramadan you are really going to need your Quran. Where there's no darkness and you enjoyed it so much, now use your Quran when the darkness comes out. When the government made an effort and they said for the next 3 months no criminals on the road, everyone must learn how to look after themselves, how to defend themselves. Everyone must get his own arms. He must go for his own training. It's called your Ramadan. Everyone went. The wife was taught how to shoot. The husband was taught. They bought the best of guns. Everything was done. For 3 months he looked at the gun. He shot with the gun. He understood the power of the gun. He said, if anyone has to launch their attack, you ready. Everyone is ready. And after 3 months, then the government said they escaped. All of them escaped. Everyone escaped from the prison. And the man and his wife and the child took their gun, which they used so well when the prisoners were locked up. And as soon as they heard the prisoners are out, they took it and they put it in the safe. That prisoner, if he has to go looking, the first place he will go looking is to the house of the one who he knows invested in the gun. Because of which reason, when people ask, why is the Hafiz and the Hafiza, why is so much of problems happening with them? The answer is, the devil knows where to go looking. That boy was blessed with the power to kill the devil, destroy the devil, finish the devil. But when he himself put his power in the safe, the devil immediately said, go for him first. Because he is a threat bigger than every other threat. In the surah which is known as Surah Taha, according to one narration, this was the reason of Umar radiallahu anhu changing his life. Allah make it, it's mine and your change also. It started with Taha. Ma anzalna alayka al-Quran. We have not sent this Quran to you litashqa, which can have many meanings. One meaning is to make life difficult. One meaning is so that after this year you will go into bad times. It was said to the Hafiz of Quran, Quran wasn't sent to make life difficult for you, that you start thinking, hey, I wonder why I entered the Hifz class. It wasn't told to the boy who's reading Taraweeh when he says, hey, Ramadan is coming again. Maybe it would have been better if I never became Hafiz. In our madrasa, at the end of the year, we have an imtihan for Quran, Hifz. So it's very hard. You have to give a whole imtihan of the whole Quran. So some students, before entering, someone tells them, you know what, I'll give you advice. When you enter the madrasa, and they ask you, are you Hafiz of Quran? Say no. Then your imtihan will only be 2.5 hours. So some of them tell the ending, right at the last we find out he was Hafiz all along. He said, no one must know. Allah said, we never sent it. But you say, but then why Taraweeh? Why the stress? Had there been no stress of Taraweeh, that man of Quran would never have been forced to reconnect with his Quran. Allah's kindness that I'll bring you back somehow or the other. I will continue bringing you back. Bringing back for what? What's the reconnection? Allah Tabarakallah then says, وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَى. Don't you know what happened with Musa alayhi salam? What happened? إِذْ رَآ نَارًا. He now left. He left with his wife. And he reached a place where he did not walk on the right path. So immediately where he thought I will reach a resting lodge, safety, he found the night came upon him and his wife and he was in a dark area. That's what me and you found. We were walking on the path, but somewhere along the line we did take a wrong step. Now we found that the internet entered our houses. The phone entered. I'm on the YouTube. I'm addicted to YouTube. I can't tell anyone about it. One step I went off and darkness enveloped. Musa alayhi salam went one step off from the path that he knew. And then he said to his wife, this is not right. Where we're supposed to be, we're not there. So now you start looking, and in the distance he saw a fire. Me and you in Ramadan when he came, we're looking for an answer. The night of 15 Shaban, there we saw a light. Ramadan came, there I saw a light. The chance of Umrah came, it was a light. Immediately he said to his wife, Inni anastu nara, I can see some fire in the distance. That's what I need. Either I can go there and I can get at least one part of that fire with which I can make our own fire. That is why the man then comes, he hears there's a majlis, he hears there's a bayan, he hears there's Taraweeh. He goes there, he's looking for the light. Musa alayhi salam went. When he came to the light, Allah Tabarakallah said, Inni ana rabbuk. I am yours. When a man comes back to the masjid, when he comes back to the masjid, when Ramadan comes and pulls him out of his evil, it is not Ramadan that called him, it is Almighty Allah that said, oh my Musa, I am yours. Inni ana rabbuk, fakhla'na alayk. First thing, you are now in a pure area. That dirt, for Musa alayhi salam, the dirtiest part of his was his shoes, because he was walking on the road. It was said, فَخْلَعْنَا عَلَيْكَ. Wherever there's a chance of dirt, you take that out now. So you entered into the month of Ramadan. You went for Umrah. You went for Hajj. That invite was given now. You saw the fire. One thing is, I am yours. The only thing you have to do is remove the dirt. فَخْلَعْ. خَلَعْ means with difficulty to take out something. Take it out. So you looked at that phone. And you just press that delete. That is called fakhla. Take it out. The dirt in the heart might stay for long. But Musa alayhi salam was told, take out the dirt which you can take out. Shoes were easy to remove. We got a lot of dirt in our hearts. But you don't have to keep the dirt on the internet. You don't have to keep it on those emails. You don't have to keep the phone number. At least Ramadan is coming now. Say delete. Delete it. Maybe after Ramadan it might get dirty again, but at least now, إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ tuwa. Musa alayhi salam was told, you are in now a pure valley. That the tajalli of Allah is going to fall. When Ramadan came, Allah made everyone a Musa. Honor of this ummah, the miracle given to the anbiya of the past was given to the people of the ummah. normal people. وَأَنَا اخْتَرْتُكَ. Then it was said to Musa alayhi salam, I chose you. Ask any man, have you ever thought about what made you to have the honor to be from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? The answer is, Allah said, I chose you. وَأَنَا اخْتَرْتُكَ. I chose you. فَاسْتَمِعْ لِمَا يُوحَى. Now I want you to listen very well to what is being revealed. This is this Quran. When you will come for the Taraweeh, we are told, now listen. When you in the home reading, now listen. Pay attention to this Quran. One is the recital and little bit extra. During the month of Ramadan, take out a little time to look at a little meaning of Quran. A lot of kitabs have been written with very good explanations. They have come in very good English. It's easily available. It is not a long discussion. The discussions have been made short. The main thing is a message from my Allah to pull me out of darkness into the lights of enjoyment. I have to know what that message is. Ramadan was to reconnect. He said, now listen well. And then when he was told, Allah tabarak ta'ala then asked Musa alayhi salam, he had a stick in his hand. It was said to him, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. What's in your hand, right hand? Musa alayhi salam had a stick. He said, this is my stick on which I lean on. أَتَوَكَّوُ عَلَيْهَا. I lean. And when my animals need branches, leaves, I hit on it and the branches fall. وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَى. He said, so much other benefits. Allah Tabarakala then said to Musa alayhi salam, drop the stick. What he never saw power, he was going to see on his first meeting with Almighty Allah. فَأَلْقَاهَا فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى. He put the stick down and it became a serpent. It became a stick. He became scared of its power. He became stick. Then it was told, now you hold it. This is your stick. It was a stick through which the power of Allah went. Musa alayhi salam now had to use the stick. Allah tabarakala then will explain, the time came where Fir'aun, it was the era of magic. Musa alayhi salam gave the dawah. Fir'aun said, we will meet. He invited the magicians from the length and breadth of the lands of Misr, what we call today Egypt. Each one was a magician of the highest level. But when they came, they said, we will join our magic. Each one could have fought alone against Musa alayhi salam. They said, now we will unite, a united effort to destroy Musa. Everyone put his magic together. Then they threw their magic. Allah tabarakala said, فَإِذَا قِبَالُهُمْ وَعِصِيُّهُمْ يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ. Their sticks, their ropes, everything created an illusion. It seemed because of their magic that it was snakes that were running towards him. Each snake had its own poison. Each snake itself was enough to destroy. فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى. Musa alayhi salam himself, natural fear, you get gripped. Ulama said he got gripped with a natural fear, one. That if the snake bites me, natural fear. The other, imani fear. If that snake has to bite me, I might fall. But if I fall, it's the fall of one body. But with my falling, the iman of that entire Bani Israel behind him was dependent on this one match here. If I had to fall, then everyone will remain believing in Fir'aun forever. That fear, Allah Tabarakala said, لا تخف إنك أنت الأعلى. Have no fear. You have been created to be on top. But to be on top, to destroy all magic, to break every trial, every fitna. He was told, what power we gave you, it is now the time to use your power. وَأَلْقِ مَا فِي يَمِينِكَ. What you got in your hand, use it. For him it was, throw it down. تَلْقَفْ مَا صَنَعُوا. It will swallow whatever they have manufactured, whatever they have created, whatever they have brought. إِنَّمَا صَنَعُوا كَيْدُ سَاحِرٍ. What they have made is nothing but magic. وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى. How can a magician stand against the power of Almighty Allah? Why was this mentioned? It was mentioned because the question is, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ What do you have in your right hand? This is not a stick through which the power of Allah went. This is the uncreated miracle, the speech of Almighty Allah. The world has never seen something and will never see so powerful. This came in my hand and it made me a Musa. It made you a Musa. Almighty Allah asked the question, what do you have? First I would have answered, it is my Quran. He said, what do you do with your Quran? You say, I read my Quran. When someone passes away, I read my Quran. I give sadaqah of Quran. Lot of reward in Quran. Maybe I never learned that not only is this Quran for your year after. This is the power for you to break every fitan, every trial, every evil, every magic. This is your light that will make you shine in the heavens. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, how the stars shine to the people on the earth. That house in which Quran is being read, it shines to the inhabitants of the heavens. It makes your entire surrounding like a star. It is this Quran because of which the devil goes away. It starts with Surah Baqarah, which was said that the one house that got Surah Baqarah, the best of the magicians will never manage. Now when I speak of magician, I'm not speaking about that small sangoma. And I'm not speaking about that one, they say go to Maulana and your marriage problems will come right. And if you want to win the lottery, then you just win the lottery. We're not speaking of that one day who graduated in another country and he opened up his small shack and says 5 rand for an appointment. We are speaking about magicians. With their magic, they have created such an environment around and they're creating. That made the intelligent lose his intelligence. That made the married man forget his marriage. That made a man whose eye was supposed to be only for his wife go and every woman besides his wife. That created a woman waiting for her husband to leave the house so that she can go somewhere else. Everyone got magic. Everyone. Now we need the magic to lift. How will that magic lift? So the answer was, you don't live with fear. Even if the magicians of the world united, and if the fitan and evil are coming from every direction, the phone got it, the metaverse got it, Neom will have it, what and what else will be created around? And you see everything coming. Each one has the ability to poison you for life. It was said, you have no fear. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْأَعْلَى You have been created to remain high. You have the power to destroy it all. The only thing is, وَأَلْقِ مَا فِي يَمِينِكَ That what we have given you in your hand, you are a hafiz of this Quran, use your power. You know how to read Quran, use this power. But you will have to use this power not only in Ramadan. You will have to practice in Ramadan for it to be used after Ramadan. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make me and you. Let us make an azam that after this Ramadan, when we know that fitan and trials are going to rise, the demand is the level of my tilawat must also rise. If I was reading half a juz, now when evil has risen very high, and I say, I don't know what's happening in the land of the Arabs, then you say, my power must also start rising. Increase in our tilawat. We need to go on to one juz daily. For the hafiz of Quran, we need to come on to 2 to 3 juz. There was that glorious era where the person of Quran was known as a manzil per day. Then the world changed, but Quran is even little is lot. May Allah tabarak ta'ala let us enjoy this Quran. Make us through this Quran, every one of us become a Musa. And with the power of Quran, we destroy every Firaun in front of us. To read Quran and to a slight extent understand the meaning of Quran. This is that rope that all we have to do is hold onto it firmly. Whatever darkness will surround, تَلْقَفْ مَا صَنَعُوا It will in one gulp swallow whatever they have made. وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى The magician will never manage to destroy us, even if that magician is Dajjal himself. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will read Surah Kahf, and how Allah made the fire cool for Ibrahim alayhi salam. He will make the fire, meaning the trials of Dajjal, cool for you. He said, he will read Surah Kahf, even if Dajjal comes right in front of the individual, he will not be able to harm this person. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make us all strong through Quran. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.